Okay, I think we're beginning the fourth year of this series. Well, welcome back. I'm glad we're able to get going again. The Gemara tells us in Bava Kama Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis, in trying to establish the source for the issur of being chovel ba'atzmo, for inflicting damage upon oneself, the Gemara quotes a pasuk about five lines before the end of the short lines. Achas dimchel v'nashah seichem edrosh, the pasuk of this week's Seder, Parshas Noach. Rav Lazar Omer miyanashah seichem edrosh, es dimchem. So what do you see? That you're responsible for killing other people. The Gemara assumes, in the way of Havamina, that if you're responsible, sorry, for killing yourself, then you're responsible for being chovel in yourself. Whereas there's no dilma ketala shani. Maybe there's no raiva, chovel ba'atzmo, from the isser of committing suicide. But that is quoted l'alacha, page 2, the Rambam, Hilchos Rotayach, Perek Beis, beginning in halacha Beis. Hasocher horeg laris chavero, you hire hitmen. O shishala chavad of hargu, o shakafsa v'nichal lefnei ari, v'chayosib o'grama v'arak sochayi v'chena horeg es atzmo. Person kills himself. Kol echem e'elu shofech damim hu, v'oven ariga b'yad v'chayim misa l'shamayim, v'en v'hem misa asbezdin. All these people are chayim misa l'shamayim, and there's no misa asbezdin. So if you kill yourself, there's no misa asbezdin, v'chayim misa l'shamayim. The mefarshim are bothered. What's the expression? It can't beat a dead horse. So the guy killed himself, and to add to his misery, now he's chayim mitzvahs bezdin. What does that mean? Klechemda is bothered by this question. Klechemda here, Parshas Noach, Os Gimel. So first he suggests the following. Maybe all we mean is the person has no chelik in Olam Haba. He says there's this phrase floating around that people always say, that Amid Atzma L'das Ein L'Chelek Olam Haba. It doesn't appear anywhere in Chazal, but somehow it entered the common parlance. So the Klechemda suggests maybe that's based on this Rambam, that there is a notion of Chiyam Misa L'Shamayim by Amid Atzma L'das, and that's Ein L'Chelek Olam Haba. So you're not going to kill him. He's not Chayim Misa B'Dei Shamayim in the classic sense. It means that he loses his Chelek in Olam Haba. The problem is, the Klechemda says, that accounts for the fact that the Rambam says there's Misa Bidei Shemayim, but what about the fact that the Rambam says no Chiyam Misa Asbezdin? What's the Havamina of the word of Misa Asbezdin? That's clearly not a reference to Chelek and Olam Haba. Like Lechemda says, maybe we mean the following. What happens if a person makes himself into a Trefa? A Trefa in Chai, if a person inflicts a wound upon himself where you know he's going to die within the next 12 months, but he has 11 months to live. So he basically committed suicide, but it's a long, protracted death. So in that case, maybe that's what the Rambam is talking about. There's no Misa Asbezdin, but there could be Misa B'Dei Shemayim, because he committed suicide, and he lived to tell about it. Because he's going to die, he put the process in motion, but he's not dead yet. That's kind of like with the Piskei Shuvah quotes. If you turn to the end of the pamphlet, in the beginning of Simen Shin Mem Hei, in Hilchas Avelis, Yaradei of Simen Shin Mem Hei, so certain of the Hugei Avelus are not in effect for someone who's Ma'abed Atzmo Ladas. I guess we don't have a Piskei Shuvah in this edition, sorry. The Piskei Shuvah quotes, I didn't tell you to put it in. Piskei Shuvah quotes the following case. What happens if a person endeavors to commit suicide? So he swallows a potion that's going to kill him. And then, before he's dead, he has second thoughts. He has to hear a tshuva. So then he realizes he did the wrong thing. But it's too late, because he's about to die. So do all the restrictions here that we're not knowing normal availus apply in that case? And maybe do we assume that that's enough of a tshuva, that there was a lag between the time that he did the act that's going to lead to his death and the actual death, then maybe we wouldn't consider it to be Ma'abed Atzmo Das. So that's Ka'ein, but the Klechemda is suggesting in the Rambam that the Chiyuv Misa B'Dei Shemayim, lack of Misa's Bezdin, maybe talking about a person who makes himself into a Trefa, and then his death is prolonged. The Minchas Chinuch seems to implicitly address the question of the Klechemda. The Minchas Chinuch, in the Mitzvah, the Yisr of Los Sirtach, Mitzvah Lamed Dalet Os Ches, discusses what is the nature, what is the basis of the Isser of Ma'abit Atmo Ladas. So he thinks that ma'abed asr l'das is not a if a person is ma'abed asr l'das, he's not in violation of l'asir sach. It's a different isr, not included in l'asir sach. We have a pasuk in this week's Sedra Parshas Noach. So does that mean, telling you a chiddush, that I wouldn't have known to include it in l'asir sach, but Torah is telling you it is included in l'asir sach, or is it a totally different isr? What's the nafkamina? Minchas Chinuch says two nafkaminas. Number one, nafkamina of kimle. Let's say a person commits suicide and he's wearing someone else's shirt. So he shoots himself to death and then he damages someone else's shirt. So is he chayiv to reimburse the guy for the shirt? So if it's a violation of lo sirtzach, and then if you're chayiv, theoretically, misas bezdin, what the Rambam says, there's no misas bezdin, but maybe there's misa b'dishamayim, so it could be done, you could be done in terms of kim le b'derabim minei. But if there's no Nisa's Bezdin to speak of, so then there's no Misa at all, so then there's no Kimle to speak of. The other Nafkabini says, is what about a Ben Noach? It's a Ben Noach mitzvah in suicide. It's a Ben Noach asked to commit suicide. So if it's B'chlal Lo Sirtzach, so then B'nai Noach are B'chlal Lo Sirtzach. That's one of the Shavah Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. If it's a different Isser, so I'm going to say that that other Isser is applicable to B'nai Noach. Even though the source of the Pasuk is in Parshas Noach, but if you assume that it's distinct from L'Sirtzach, so then it's not Nishne Slacher Matan Torah. So you only have the reference here. You have no reference Slacher Matan Torah. Something that's referenced before Matan Torah and after Matan Torah is only Noach for Yisrael and not Noach for B'nai Noach. Just parenthetically about B'nai Noach, I saw something of note last week. In this beautiful Sefer, Toldos Noach. I think we quoted this once in the past, maybe, when we discussed Hilchos B'nai Noach. The Kisser Sefer in Hilchos B'nei Noach, written by Rav Eliyahu Biracha, Yerushalayim Tavshin Ayin Beis. So he addresses the question, was Adam HaRishon Jewish or not Jewish? If anyone saw the Sukkot Mishpacha, they had a little bit of an interview with Rav Beryl Pervarsky, and he said they didn't discover this because Rabbi Zilberstein already has this in one of his farim. But Beryl Pervarsky grew up in... Sorry, David Pervarsky. Beryl Pervarsky, right. So he grew up in Baranovich when he was little, so he every now and then would bump into Rebbe Chanan on the street. And when he was 4 or 5 years old in Cheder, Rebbe Chanan asked him, what are you learning? So he said, Parshas Bereishis. So Rebbe Chanan said, was Adam HaRishon Jewish or not Jewish?
Yes. Yeah. So it was Havdalah.
The 5-year-old Rebel Pervarsky said obviously he wasn't Jewish, because if he was Jewish then there would never have been any goyim in the world. So that's one teretz. He quotes a different teretz from the Darshanim that he doesn't mention by name. The Medrash in last week's Sedra has the following: Kayin kills Hevel, Kayin does tshuva. Adam Rishon bumps into Kayin. He says, what happened? So Kayin said, I killed Hevel. Adam Rishon doesn't seem to react to that. And I did tshuva. So Adam Rishon gets very excited that Kayin did tshuva. And he realizes that he could also do tshuva for his chet. And then he says, Mizmer Shili Yom HaShabbos. So what's Pshat Mizmer Shili Yom HaShabbos? So the classic Mefarsh in the Marzu on the page in the Medrash Rabbah says, Mizmer Shili Yom HaShabbos has told Lodos Hashem. So that's a pasuk that talks about tshuva. Fine. So he suggests over here that no, it's more than that. Adam HaRishon himself was misupuk whether he had a din of Yisrael or Ben Noach. So he didn't know whether he was allowed to keep Shabbos or not. Gosh Shabbos is Chayim Misa. Once he heard that Kayin did tshuva, tshuva is only nitan for Klal Yisrael and not for Nachrim, so he realized he has a din of Yisrael and that he's allowed to keep Shabbos, so he said Mizmer Shili Yom HaShabbos. Okay. So back to our story, the Minchas Chinuch says over here, Nafkamina for Ben Noach, if the Isser Ma'abed Asr L'Das is based on L'Sir Sach, so then it applies to B'nai Noach just as well. If it's based on something else, whether something else is, we'll have to see. Presumably, if it's something else, it's probably Chavala oriented, because our Gemara quotes the Pasuk in the context of a Chavala discussion, so it could be some super type of Chavala. But if it's something that's other than L'Sir Sach, it doesn't necessarily apply to B'nai Noach. Does anyone disagree with the Minchas Chinuch? Does anyone assume that it is in fact an extension of L'Sir Tzach? Abay Kasher in his Torah Shlema, Parshas Yisro Os Shin Lamed quotes Psikta Rabasi. The footnote of the Minchas Chinuch quotes this on the fancy Minchas Chinuch. the standard, not the new fanciest Minchas Chinuch, but the regular fancy Minchas Chinuch. So he quotes the Rav Kasher in the Torah Shlema, who's Mitzayin, this Psikt Rabasi, that has the following Rasha, Lo Tirtzach, Lo Tisratzeach. So I'm not exactly sure what the fully grammatical title of Lo Tisratzeach, but he explains it as you shouldn't murder yourself. So according to that medrash, Lo Tirtzach includes Ma'abed Das Mo'adas, as an extension of Lo Tirtzach, Lo Tisratzeach, you shouldn't kill yourself, and that would be inclusive of Ma'abed Atmo Ladas. Yeah. Okay. So if it is true that Ma'abed Atmo Ladas is not necessarily Bechlal Lo Tirtzach, so presumably there might be more grounds for kulos, if you call it that, or allowances in certain situations. So that's what you have in some of the literature in Rishonim. Are there situations in which Ma'abed Atmo Ladas may be permissible? So one of the most famous expressions of this is quoted in the Das HaKeinim in this week's Parsha. But before we see the Das HaKeinim, let's take a look at a couple short Tosasim on Shas. Git in Daf Nun Zayin Mabez, third page in the handout. This is the story in the Churban Agadata of those young men and young women who jumped off the boat and committed suicide. The Tosa quotes over here, Kavsu Kula and Benafalus Achaya. So that's a reference to the next page. Avodah Zarah Yechas Amud Aleph. That's the story of Hananiah ben Tradion. Hananiah ben Tradion is being killed by the Romans, and they put wool on him to prolong his death, and they lit him on fire, and he has this conversation with the executioner that if he does something to be Makarev Misaso, then he'll have a chelik olam haba. But the Gemara indicates that he didn't want to do anything himself to hasten his death because of this expression. The Gemara, his Tamidim said to him, maybe you should open your mouth and then you'll die faster. So Chanan Ben Tradion said, he didn't want to do anything to create a situation where his death would come earlier. So how is this action in the time of the Churban consistent with that expression of Hananiah ben Tradion, who was unwilling to do anything to hasten his death? Tosfos writes, Halcha Yireyim Hayu Misurin. They were worried that they wouldn't be able to withstand the challenge of Yisurim. They would have been ma'ana them. They would have challenges of Nus, and they wouldn't have been able to withstand that. Take a look at the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah. Similarly, Dibre Maskil Bial Yichavel Atzmo Arm Ben Atam Deheicha Sheyirei and Pen Yavirim of Dekachavim LaAveira. In a situation where you're concerned that the Nachrim are going to force you to commit an Aveira, Kegon Ayda Yisurin Shel Yichalama Behen Azu Mitzvah Lachvel Atzmo. It may in fact be a mitzvah to be Chovel Baatzmo. Not only chovel atzma, but potentially killing yourself. And that's what you have in the Tosfos ben Elchanan on the next page as well. Svarhu deshari umitzvahi. That in fact would be a mitzvah to kill yourself in such a situation to avoid having to shmad or violate aveiros chamuras. So that could be the Yisurin also, not just Leklon. Right? That's what Tosfos says initially, that to say from Yisurin that they wouldn't be able to withstand, maybe that would be permissible. But take a look at the Das HaKeinim in Ar Sedra. Perek Tes Pasuk Hei. V'aches Dimchem Amr Beishis Rabba. Yachal afilu kachanani mishal bazar ya tamalomer ach perish Yachal if you look at Eli Shemaser Atzmam Lekiddush Hashem Shelo Yuchal Afal Baatzma Miyare Shelo Yuchal Baatzma Lama Minisayon. So maybe you'd have thought that there it's permissible to kill yourself. Tamalamer Ach. Sorry, maybe you would have thought that even there is aser. Tamalamer Ach. Kivishas Hashmad Yachal Limser Atzma Lemisa V'Larag Atzma. V'chein V'shol Ben Kish Shamar Lenaro Shlov Charbicha Uda Kareni Ba. Tamalamer Ach, Shem Yare Adam, Shem Yasala Yisurin Kashim, Shalayucha Lisbal, Velama Binisayon, Shayacha Larog, Es Atzmo. So Chazal here understand that Shaul committed suicide, and the Psukim themselves is not 100% clear, but the understanding in this strain of Chazal, the Medrash Rabba here, is that Shaul committed suicide, and that seems to have been justified. Now, some of Rashi explained it was justified because of the Chil Hashem that would have been engendered if the Plishtim would have killed the Melech Yisrael. Then maybe that's of more limited value. The Rabbi Karr quotes here in his Sefer Novelis, Mishmeres Machos, quotes a Chidah that says even more than that. Shaul is no Raya because Shaul knew, based on the Nevuah from Shmuel and Avi, that he was going to die. So any other person, even if you think you're going to be killed and there's no way out, how do you know? Maybe there is a way out. So you have no right to kill yourself thinking that they're going to kill you first. So maybe there's a way out. Maybe the Yeshua Hashem Karevayin. It was dafka by Shalom Melech who knew from the Nevuah from Shmuel that there's no way out. This is the end of the line. So then he had the right to say he could kill himself. Alu b'plishtim.
Yeah, but you got
but
the pressure of Tosfos that, yeah, the surin is not that you're afraid of your surin. The surin is that they're going to give you surin,
right?
And therefore, you may do an avera.
Correct.
I'm not sure that Shaul was afraid of that. Shaul may have been afraid of just the surin. There's no reason to specify.
Correct. Correct.
Right?
That is correct.
Just in general.
Correct. Yeah. There's definitely a different context. Shaul was not in the middle of the Crusades. Right. There's no. The issue wasn't Shmat. That's definitely the case. Correct. So then the Das Kanim continues. That you have the right to do so. Again, that's a step beyond. Suicide is one thing. But here we're talking about killing other people to save them from Shmat. According to this approach, Shaul got it wrong. He did not have the right to commit suicide. And you have no right to do so even under extenuating circumstances. And then the Das Kanim quotes this fascinating Maisa, which most of this is quoted in the Bedek Abayis and the Beis Yosef as well, in Simon Kuf Nuzayin, which is the Simon of Yehareg Val Yavur, in the question for the Orchis Chaim. Maisa b'Rav Echa, sheshachet harbi tinokos, v'shas hashmad, ki ayayare sheyavir maldas, v'yarav Echa nimo, v'yakois alav yoser. What right do you have to kill these children? V'kar rotzeach, v'hula yachoshesh, v'yamar oser rav, im kidvarai, yehareg oser rav b'misa mishuna. So that's a pretty bold and scary story. But let's leave aside for the moment the issue of killing other people, what happened in the Crusades, but our focus is on Ma'abed Asmo Ladas. So again, presumably, you could better understand these positions in the Bali Tosos Lekula if the Yisr Ma'abed Asmo Ladas is something less than Lo Tzirtzach. If it's Lo Tzirtzach, so the notion of violating one of the Averos Chamuris Beyoser under the circumstances, even to avoid Shmad or even to avoid Yisurim, is a little more difficult to understand. If it's still an Avera Chamura, but something short of Lo Tzirtzach, so it's not necessarily one of the big three, so then presumably there's more of an allowance. If you look in the Ritva in the next page, and that's Sugya in Avodah Zarah, the Ritva quotes these stories from the Bali Tosis and the tradition from Rabbeinu Tam that allows Minchov Asmo or potentially Ma'abed Asmo Ladas to avoid Shmad. And he concludes, Amikan, so he quotes from the Gilyon, he tells us, Mikan lamdu lishkar an arim exeris minei avar sadas, and dvarim shesrichim talmud viyin gadol. So to understand the halachic basis for that, the Ritva says, is difficult. You have to, why should that be? Ela shekvar harizake. But it was already gepaskind. V'shamanu v'shem gadoli tzorfat, sheithiru kein halacha olamaisa. Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik has a famous essay that he wrote in the early 80s, where his suggestion to explain these positions of the Baal Tosfos in the context of the Crusades and the allowance for not only suicide but situations that are described in the Crusader Chronicles of killing other people, killing children to avoid Shmad, is that the Baal Tosfos needed to, in his terms, reinterpret what the halacha is to justify post facto what was essentially the status quo. I mean, it was inconceivable that those people who had been perceived as killing themselves al kiddush Hashem, people who are perceived as heroes, as martyrs, would have been doing something absolutely in violation of halacha. So there's a need to work through and find heterim and then present the presentations of the Baal Tosfos that justify what happened, but not necessarily would they have passed in the same way had they been asked before it was out of the mic. So you can take that or leave that. I'm not sure what to do with that, but that's Dr. Graf's basic assertion. I don't know if we have fully accurate historical representations as to what exactly did happen there, but if in the commonly understood history, then that raises some of the same questions here as to whether that was halachically justifiable or not.
That's well, like Shaul.
The Ritva says Mufurosh by Shaul earlier. He says, Shemei Abiru al Das.
Oh, he does say that?
Yeah, he says by Shaul.
Yeah,
on the second page. Yeah, Yaakov looked at the son of Yisrael.
Yeah. You're right. Right, because the Das the Kainim, he says he's Sirim Kashim.
Right.
I hadn't focused on that. Good. Okay, yeah. Good. I don't remember. You have to check in the Medrash Rabbah and this parsha and this passage and this etc. has that. You have to check the Nisuch there. I don't remember. Okay, good. Go. In the Inyan, this is related to Chananya ben Tradyon. Gemara just came across this, and I'll share this as a marmoka. I'm not sure what to do with, but relevant to it apparently is in Yana Diyama. I just saw in the news this week that the legislation to permit what they now euphemistically call doctor-assisted suicide, physician-assisted suicide in New Jersey apparently is moving forward. So Ramosha, Igros Moshe Chelik Zayin. This is a very late tshuva. Choshe Mishpah Chelik Beis Simen Ayin Dalet Os Beis. Choshe Mishpah Chelik Beis Simen Ayin Dalet Os Beis. Written to one of the Tendlers, so whether Ramosha actually wrote it, 1984, can't say, but it's printed in Igros Moshe Chelik Zayin. So he has the following, he's bothered by the following question that some Achronim are bothered by. Chanani ben Tradyo, in the Gemara that we just saw, his Talmidim said, why do you open your mouth? No, we can't do anything to hasten my death. But then he tells the Nochri to essentially do the same thing. So if it's usher to do anything to kill him faster under the circumstances, why is he allowed to tell the Nochri to do the same thing? So Ramosha has the following suggestion. Again, Chelik Beis Choshe Mishpah Simen Ayin Dalet Os Beis. So first he writes, maybe Ramosha wasn't concerned if a Nachri is going to violate an Isser Ritzicha, because what are you worried about? Lifnei Iver. So maybe Lifnei Iver doesn't apply where it's going to save a Yisrael from Yisurim. So you can violate Lifnei Iver by telling a Nachri to violate an Isser if it's going to save a Yisrael from Yisurim. Okay. Then he says the following. Maybe a Ben Noach is not mitzuvah, or is not prescribed from murder, where it's Letovas HaNirzach. Only Yisrael has a blanket iser of lo sirtach, but an achri is only prohibited from murdering where it's malicious, but if it's for the benefit of the nirtach, then perhaps it's permissible. He says maybe that's the mashmos of the psukim. Lo sirtach is a blanket statement, as opposed to shafech dam hadam badam damay shafech. So shafech dam hadam is mashma if your kavana is l'shvichas dam. But if your kavana is l'shvichas dam, if your kavana is for some other toeles, then that should be, maybe that's permissible for ben noach. So maybe physician murder would be permissible for a ben noach. Then he writes, he's not saying this is maisa, this requires much more careful analysis, but he makes such a suggestion. Does anyone else say such a thing? Rabbi Bleich, in an article in Tradition a few years ago, collects all the shitos about the Chananim and Tradium problem. I thank my friend Rabbi Dr. David Shatoy for pointing me to that article, which I had forgotten about. So he says, no one writes like Ramosha, and he finds it extremely difficult, or no one writes like what's printed in Yerges Moshe. He finds it extremely difficult to accept such a position. But I did see in the Sefer Toldos Noach, he suggests maybe there's basis for this in a Shoal HaMeshiv. Shoal HaMeshiv in Madura Chamisha'a, Simin Yud, writes the following. Now when it comes to Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, in general, the reason for Mitzvahs B'nai Noach is L'tikun Olam. That we have an interest in the Nachrim having a just and functioning society. That could create certain kulas and certain chumras. So the Shoal HaMeshiv says in the following context, if a Yisrael kills a treifa, it's a punter, because the guy's already going to die. By Nachri, it's not so clear. The Rambam sounds like others. If a Nachri kills a treifa, it could be chayiv. Yisrael kills the grama, Pater, potentially. When Nachri kills Begrama, he's chayiv. So, because the reason for the Isser Lo Sirtzah for Nachrim is that we don't want them to be Afzariyim, we don't want them to have the midos of murdering. So then, if our orientation is what he calls Tikkun Olam, then it doesn't make a difference if the guy's already going to die. Our interest is that Nachrim shouldn't be murdering, so we're not going to make technical distinctions whether the guy would have died anyway, or whether it's Ayyidei Grama or not. So the Shoal HaMeshiv says that L'chumer for B'nai Noach. So the Toldos Noach says maybe you could say the same thing L'kula, that L'sirsach is the only usher for Nachrim if it's malicious, or if it's not murder, but if it's for the benefit of the person he's murdering, if you could conceive of such a situation, then maybe that would be permissible. So that's a fascinating suggestion, which again I don't really see as reflected anywhere in the classic literature. Just to conclude, since we're out of time, the other issue that's discussed a little bit in Poskim where Ma'abed Asma Ladas may be permissible is the famous Tshuva of Yaakov Emden, Tshuva Shelas Yaivet, Shelik Aleph, Simen Mem Gimel, that you have in the Marmakamos, where he suggests that if a woman was Mizana, the case was a woman was Mizana and she's pregnant, so it's relevant to both the woman and her the unborn child. So Yaakov Emden suggests, he thinks it's Pashat, that if a woman who is Mizana wants to kill herself as a kapara, then she's allowed to do so, because she's really Mukhuya of Misas Bezdin, even though we don't know the ability to meet up Misas Bezdin, but fundamentally she's Mukhuya, she's Mukhuyevis Misas Bezdin. And he says it's even a zchus for her to commit suicide as a kapara for that avera. He assumes the same as in that case, abortion would be mutter also, because the status of an unborn mamzer is different than the regular unborn child, and there wouldn't be any violation there as well. And he references the Gemara in Ksubas Kuf Gimel Amid Beis, the story of Ashkafta the Rebbe, when Rebbe passed away, and everyone to Levi except for the one Koveis who missed it, and then when he heard that he missed it, he jumped off the roof and committed suicide. Shittu Gebesus there explains, why did he commit suicide? Because the way the Yerushalmi says, what happened when the day it was Erev Shabbos, Rebbe died, and the son didn't set in order to finish the Levaya. But this relates to the question of how to calculate Shkiyah. But apparently, even though the sun didn't set, it was still halachically Shabbos, maybe. And this Kovitz didn't realize it because he wasn't at the Levaya and the sun was still up there, so he thought it was Erev Shabbos. So he was Mechal Shabbos b'shogeg, and it was appropriate for him to commit suicide to be Mechaper for the violation of Chilul Shabbos b'shogeg. So that seems fascinating. Mar Malkam, Shita Kabes, Kuf Kimlam, and Basin in Suvis. Rabbi Yaakov Emden thinks Kain that there may be basis for allowing suicide as a kapara for Averos Chamuros, not generally accepted lalach. Yeah.
Right. So if someone committed murder,
right,
wouldn't
assume
that the
tshuva
is a
tshuva,
he's still
chayim, because he's done, and then
he's still...
But yeah, but they're asking for avelus, meaning, are you knowing the regular avelus for someone who's mabin under the circumstances? Right. So, by chayim and mises bastin, that's a different thing than we're not knowing avelus by people who are killed by bastin. Presumably, even if he did tshuva, but this may be a different calculus.
I was just thinking, maybe the time that he removed the sponges from China, maybe he was ready to trade for that time. Maybe some of the fire got something from him. Maybe he was a dead man already, so killing a dead man.
Which may still be usher. May not be chayev. For Benoch, may even be chayev. For Yisrael, it would definitely be up. And that's you can't touch a goseis. Whether chayv or not is something that's a different issue.
Oh, where's that Shalom Yeshiv?
Shalom Yeshiv is Madura Chamisha'a Simen Yod.
I was thinking also that when he told the guy to remove the sponges, maybe he's like, there will be almost nothing. Just